Meseches Avei Dezara, Daf Chav, four lines in the bottom of Daf Yotes Amabez at the new Mishnah, and there's a question if we should be Guris the first part of the Mishnah or not, which we will get back to in a moment. However, the Mishnah begins, Ve'in Oisin Tachshit L'Avei Dezgei Chavim, Katlois V'Nizamim V'Tabois, that it's also to make ornaments for Avei Dezara, which would include necklaces or chokers, as well as earrings and regular rings, and Rabbi Elazar Imer B'Scha Muto, and Rabbi Elazar argued in Tanakama, and he holds that as long as the Jew is getting paid, then it would be Muto to make these things for Avodah Zarah, and I end in the third Taisis on Amid, Diva Masal Gil Kippa, where Taisis states, Achi Nira Delay Goris, Delay Mistavish Yatashim Tana Lassis Rathila, Tachshita Vizkirchavim, as it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Elazar would say that it would be mut to do so, and therefore we should not be Goris this part of the Mishnah. And Taisis continues, Vein Lema, the Shari Rabbi Elazar Mishim Eva, Kedishari Perk Bez, Liali, the Savizkirchavim, Delay Domi, the Hassim Vada Ika Eva, the Lekalish Timute, as over there it is certainly going to create enmity, as there's no way to excuse yourself as to why you don't want to help them. But making tachshita v'dezara, it is possible for a Jew to sell a guy that I can't help you because it's also to do so, and that won't create Eva. And Ayin Rebach, who seems to be Gerus, is part of the Mishnah, and he changes our Gersa, as instead of being Gerus, Rabbi Elazar Imer B'scha Muto, he is Gerus Schara Muto. Now Rabbi Elazar is teaching us that b'di'eved, if you receive wages for doing so, then those wages would not be also by no, and our traces by Vonzis Girsa as Velekalamim Menami Doslashmina and the Bidi Evitz Charmuta, as the Bach states, as the Imkain Hainu Rebeleza Hamir de Gemara, the Omar and Bonas Charimuta, and Tais Zenzor, Venurish Lehe Kosov Besefer Rabbin Shlema, Midlai Pirish Maikatlois, and it seems that Rashi is not Girs as part of the Mishnah either, since he doesn't explain what Katlois is, and generally when the Gemara speaks about Katlois, Rashi would explain that it's referring to a choker or some sort of a necklace, and Ayin Agayis Hagra, who takes out the first two lines of our Mishnah. However, Ayin Demiri, who is clearly Gerus, is part of the Mishnah, and he explains that Katlois is Kein Agas Kotin Yofa, that's a small, beautiful box, Miloshin Esvinu Bekatlo V'Agnoiv, V'Hi Nais Naisa Biyadat Selam Onoi, V'Lita B'Dei Adar Mois L'Teichai, and with some sort of a collection box, V'Vizu Mia Asa, Shalai L'Hach V'Hem Asaderech Ayin Shom. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let us point out that the Gemara will explain that there's an Issa Midiraisa to sell Kaka and Eretz Yisrael to a guy, and as we will see in the next Mishnah, which begins at the bottom of Daf Chaf Amabez, there's machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Isi as to how this issa would apply not only b'negei Eretz Yisrael itself, but b'negei Asuria as well as b'negei Chutz Laretz. And our Mishnah now teaches us a meichlan b'mechul b'kaka avam meichu mishi kotez, that's also to sell any trees or any plants to a guy. However, once these trees or the fruits of the tree or the vegetables from the ground are cut off the ground, then he could sell those items to a guy. However, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda argues in a Tanakama, and he holds meichu that he can even sell trees or the actual plants to a guy, and even if they're attached to the ground, as long as you make a condition that they have to immediately cut the tree down, or they have to immediately cut these plants and pick these vegetables. And the Mepharshim point out that the Chiddush of the Tanakhama is that you're allowed to sell these items only once they're cut off the ground, and they argue on Rabbi Yehuda, who holds they could even sell them on condition that they would be cut down. However, the Tanakhama doesn't trust that the guy will actually cut this tree or these plants down, and therefore they will have chaniya b'Eretz Yisrael. And when our Mishnah taught us imeichlan b'mechul b'lekaka, says machlek is between Ramban and Rashba, as Ramban holds that this din of our Mishnah has nothing to do with the Mishnah daf chaf, and has nothing to do with the machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi, as all will agree that this din is applicable even in chutz laretz. And as Ramban states, v'afilu b'chutz laretz kama umshum gzeira d'Eretz Yisrael, as the kivin de'efshel meichun ketutin imeichlan b'mechul barim, as since there is an etza over here that you could cut the tree down, or you could cut this plant off the ground, so the yinal sell b'muchubarin. I will sell this button rabisi kivin le'efshe shar lezvunu deloy gazrina on atar tisrael. However, the Rashba argues, and he holds that this clause of the Mishnah is only speaking about in Eretz Yisrael and in Syria, and we are not discussing chutz laretz. And as the Rashba states, perish b'Eretz Yisrael oy b'Syria she'asu limkalam kaka mishum le'sichonim dechnias Eretz Yisrael chashiva or mechubal kaka mishum chnias kaka nagba, and anything that's mechubal kaka is considered like kaka, va'af agav v'toni stoma, a meichin la b'chol asakosa, the hashtag b'chutzlarts, meichin kaka atzma, as if you're allowed to even sell kaka itself in chutzlarts, so m'chubba she'in el m'shum m'chiyus kaka lo'y kolshkein, ela m'sitz l'kamon samach, d'ktoni imaschil l'mbatim b'ertz Yisrael, v'ein tzarech lo'y misadais, and in chinami, our Mishnah is actually referring to the next Mishnah, and we already noticed machlik is the next Mishnah, and therefore our Mishnah tells us that din stoma, but certainly it's only referring to Eretz Yisrael and to Syria and not to Chutz Laretz. And our Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated in Meichlam b'Mechul b'Kaka, and the Gemara asks Minar Nimili, then what is the reason why you can't sell a goy anything that's Mechul b'Kaka? And Amar Rabbi Yisrael b'Chanina, and we continue on Daf Chaf Al Min Aleph, the Amar Kra has a pasuk in Pashves Chanan states, Nisanam Hashem al Kechel Afenecha ve'kisam Hachrim Tachrim Oisam le'sichu Islam Bris v'le'sichanim. And the Gemara explains that the Torah is teaching us le'sitalam chaniyah b'Kaka, they shouldn't allow them to have any foothold in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you can't sell kaka to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, and by extension, you can't sell anything that's mechubal kaka to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara is hay leisichonim iboyle dahachikam rachmana leisitlam chen dalachirud. From the word leisichonim, we learn a din that you can't compliment avedus kichavim and you can't compliment avedusara. And as Rashi states, leyema kama ibikchavim zen na. And the Gemara explains im chen leimakra leisichonim my leisichonim shma minotati, that if the Torah wanted to teach you a din of leisitlam chen, then the Torah should have stated a lashon malei of leisichonim. And as Rashi states, the mashma lashon chenina v'hu chen. And why does the Torah state leisichonim chaser? Therefore, we also learn leisichonim that you can't give them chenia b'kaka. And as Rashi states, kari be leisichonim lashon chenia is kaka. And when the Gemara continues and still asks, va'katim b'olei d'hachi amrachmana leisitlam matanis shalchinam or as some agers matnas chinam. And l'chayyuf from the word leisichonim, we learn that you're not allowed to give a gift to a guy. And if so, how can you also learn leisitlam chenia b'kaka? And the Gemara answers him, king leimikra leisichinim my leisichonim shma minakulu. If the Torah wanted to teach us that you can't give a gift to a guy, then the pasuk should have used lashon of leisichinim, which is lashon of chinam, and which teach us that you can't give them an item for free. And why does the Torah use lashon sichonim? So it teaches us all these dinim, and we learn three dinim from this pasuk. And as the Gemara continues, tani nami hachi, and we also learned in the brisa leisichonim that number one we learn leisitlam lechinia b'kaka, and dava acha, and the second thing that we learn is leisichonim leisitlam. And Dava Acher, and the third issa that we learn from the word leisichonim is leisitlam matnas chinam. And as Rashi states, Tanya Nami Hochi, and the Brisa teaches us the kul yalf mehaikra, and clearly we learn all of these isurim from the same words. And as Rashi continues, then when we learn leisitlam chinia b'kaka, so medleik siv to chunayim kari beit chichonim. And as we saw, that is based on the fact that Tari did not write this word molei and wrote the word chaser. When we learn from the pasuk leisitlam chen, zok Rashi kari beit leisuchinim loshin chenina b'hainu chen, and finally when we learn leisitlam matnas chinam kari be leisichinim, which is loshin chinam. The Gemara continues that although we just stated that we learn from the words leisichonim that leisitlam matnas chinam, however our Gemara now explains that this limud is not going to the Rakal, as it's only going to the shita Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Meir. As the Gemara states, matnas chinam gufa tanoi, that this din of matnas chinam is actually machlekes tanoim the Tanya, and as we learned in the Brisa that the pasuk and pashas were ace. States, since the pasuk used the term oi in between the words, the one may think that the term means dafka, as Rameya continues, then one may have thought that the term is teaching us that you have a choice, and either you could give the nevela to a ger toshav, and if you do so, you have to give it to for free, or you could decide to sell the nevela to a guy, but you're not allowed to give it to a guy for free. And the Gemara continues, and how do you know that he even allowed to sell nevela to a ger toshav? That we can read the pasuk as follows, and not only does a person have a right to give nevela to a ger toshav as a gift, but he could sell it to a ger toshav as well. And Rameya continues, how do we know that when the Torah tells us that you're allowed to sell nevelu to a guy, it's lav dafka a sale, but you could even give nevelu to a guy as a matana, Talmud Leima, so we could also read the pasuk as if it states, tetanana v'achala imachala nachri, and you're not restricted to only sell nevelu to a guy, but you could even give it to a guy as a matana, and therefore Rameya states, nimtzata ima, echo geb, echo yikavim, bein v'nesina b'mechira divra meir, that there is no chil between a ger teishav and a goy, and if a person has an vigla, they can either sell it or they can give it to matana, either to a ger teishav or to a goy. And clearly we see the Rabbi Meir argues on a braisa, and he holds that there is no issa to give a matnas chinam to a goy. And Ayin Rashi explains the ger shubashuecha, we're referring to a ger teishav shekibul of shiv mitzvah shenistavu b'nei noyak unuvela mutaris lai, that even though a ger teishav is mekabel on himself the shiv mitzvah b'nei noyak, and then they can live in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're called a ger teishav because they could dwell amongst you, and the atam mitzvah lachyesai, and there's a mitzvah on you to help him and support him. And as the pasuk in Parshas Bar states, "V'chiyam rachicha umati yada imach v'chzakta by ger v'seishav v'chay imach." And of course, Rashi is bothered that how could Rav Meir actually learn the pasuk this way, and why would he change where to place the commas in the pasuk? And zok Rashi di'ul dvarim kichsav masa, and therefore la'ivichavim asal satnena hachi bayil lemichtav. Then the pasuk should have been clearer, and the pasuk should have stated to tenena v'achil leger asher b'shrecha, and then it should have stated oy mechal l'nachri v'loy matz look me kriya the nesina anachri, and then you wouldn't be able to say that the word nesina is going on the nachri. However, since the pasuk wrote leger asher b'shrecha to tenena v'achil oy mechal l'nachri, so therefore it's as if the Torah is giving us license to place the commas in multiple places and to dash in the pasuk in this manner. And our Gemara now continues and brings the sheet of Rabbi Huda who argues in Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Huda imed dvarim kichsavam legay b'nesina ulay b'chavim b'mechira. And Rabbi Huda holds that the pasuk is actually dafka. And when a person has an avela, then he has a choice, as either he could give it as a matana to a ger teishav, or he could sell it to a guy. Rabbi Huda holds that you're not allowed to sell an avela to a ger teishav, and you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a guy. And therefore, the tana of the previous braisa is Rabbi Huda, not Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara is shapikam Rabbi Meir, that l'chiria, based on the way that the Torah wrote this pasuk, it would seem that Rabbi Meir is correct as to how he dashed in his pasuk, and why would Rabbi Huda hold that's dvarim kichsavam. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Huda amalcha isak adaitik kidakam Rabbi Meir lichtrachmana tetnana va'achala umachar oy lomali shmaminol dvarim kichsavam huda asa. Rabbi Huda hold that if Rabbi Meir would be correct, then the Torah should have stated lager shemashurach tetnana va'achala umachal nachri. Then it would make sense to dashin lager shemashurach tetnana va'achala umachar, and we'd also dashin tetnana va'achala umachal nachri. However, since the Torah used the term oy, so the word oy is mechalik, and it tells us that each clause should be read independently, and that's why Rabbi Huda learns that the lashon of the pasuk is dafka that leger b'nesina ulay b'chav b'mechira. The Gemara continues, Rav Meir hahulak dume nesina deger l'mechira day b'chavim, and Rav Meir will respond that the reason why the Torah uses lashon oy is because the Torah wants to tell us that there certainly is a hakdama, certainly the Torah has a kedima, and certainly wants you to give the nevela to a ger as a matana, and if you don't give it as a matana to a ger, then at least you should sell it to a ger teishav, and only if there is no ger teishav available, then the Torah tells us that you can either sell it to a guy or give it as a matana to a guy. And as Rashi states, l'haktim nesin neger im yish ger b'shurecha lo yim karen leiv gichavim l'hachi asa oy l'mash mahachi l'ger shurecha tetnena v'hu ikim mitzvah oyim ein ger meuchel leiv gichavim. And the Gemara states, Rabbi Huda kimin deger atum mitzvah l'achyesai uknani oy akum iatum mitzvah l'achyesai l'haktim leitzar kra. And Rabbi Huda holds that that would not be a reason why the Torah would write the word oy, as the din that a ger teishav has kedima to a goy is clear to us, even if the pasuk would not say the word oy, since we know that the pasuk in Parshas Bahar teaches us v'chayimach that is a chiv to support a ger teishav. Therefore, it is certainly a kedima over a goy. Therefore, by the fact that the Torah stated the word oy, it must be that's teaching us that dvarim kichsavan. Before we continue, let us point out that in the top tesis, is bothered al-chayu the pasuk leisichanim seems to be discussing the Shivas Amun, as it's discussing the time that Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael and Achiv to destroy all of the Goyim. And Zak Tesis, Vistam and the Milsa Mayer Bekul Ayv Chavim, the Chaymashma Besugim Besamach. However, Ayn Tesis that discusses this in detail, and Tesis states, Vikasha, the Haile Sichonim, Beshav Umay is Dafka Ksiv, Ayn Sham. And let's see Tesis Diva Maschal, Rabbi Huda Ime, the Vom Kichsavam. Tesis bothered Tamal, Rabbi Huda, Lamli Lay Sichonim, Lassam Atnaschinam, Vitape Glei Mahacha. We explain that our Brisa is going like Rabbi Huda, but l'chayr, according to Rabbi Huda, why would we need the pasuk leisichanim to teach us leisitna matnas chinam if l'chayr we should be able to learn it from the din of the vela? And Tesis explains that ina chenami and v'yesh leimad leisichanim itzuch litnam boi lav v'hai dehochanami itzuch lasei, that ina chenami the pasuk Lezichanim comes to teach us that it's an Issa Lav, and the Pasuk B'nei Gein Neveila teaches us that if someone gives a Matana to a guy, that it'd be over on Issa Asei. And Taisa continues, Inami Iklamema, the Haid Hach Itzuch Legali Salin Sin in the Ger, she Matana Mamish Loin the Sin in Bedamim, as one may have thought that when the Torah states that you should give it to a Ger Taishav, that it means that you should sell it to him, and you should give it to him based on him giving you money, Ayin Sham, and Ayin Taisis, who qualifies the Issa of Loisitlam Manaschinam, that doesn't apply to a guy that a person knows. Certainly, if Yisrael has a relationship with a guy and he gives him a present, then the reason why he's giving the present is because the guy must have done a favor for him, or he wants a favor for him, and therefore it's really considered a sale, as it's really a transactional and not based on the fact that he loves him so much and he wants to give him a free gift. And similarly, Taisa continues that we know the Gemara teaches us that and Taisa explains, and based on this Taisa's, it's almost impossible that someone will ever give a free gift to a guy, and it will be very difficult to be Ivan this Isser. And I in Taisa do a mask for a mea who it's looked in the scene of the girl and the Ivy could have him. And as we explained, that dom is even that a person has to give a matana to a ger Taishav prior to selling the Nevela to a guy. And Taisa is been Taima, the Chimesh Lil Adam Chafis Limka, Yitnel Lager, Kaidim Shim Kerel Ivy could have him, Valoya Fidel Yisrael in Mitzvah. And why would Yisrael have to lose money, and why would he have to give a present to a ger Taishav prior to being able to sell the Nevela to a guy? And Taisa states, V'yesh Leimed Dafka Nevela Shein Shavel Davimut Yisrael, and therefore it is a requirement to give a matana to a ger Taishav prior to selling the Nevela to a guy. And it comes out from Taisis that if a person has a very expensive item, or if there's a Nevela that's very expensive, then certainly he would have a right to sell that to a guy prior to giving it to a ger Taishav. And Taisis continues, and Taisis bothered keeping the misfar yesh lan l'haktim nisin in the ger l'mchir ravei chavim l'am nichtav nisin in the ger klal. It would be posher that if you're allowed to sell an available to a guy, then certainly you're allowed to give it as a matana to a ger Taishav. And Taisa's answer is V'yishleima, the Eloik Siv Nesina the Ger, as if the Torah would not tell us that you're allowed to give an available to a ger as a matana, to have mina to us little in availas, then we would have a habmina that the Torah actually asks us to give an available to a ger Taishav at all, Kideshi Yitin Levelis Gael Gamri, in order to make sure that he'd actually become a full fledged ger. And it'll become a Ger Tzedek, Kamash Malon, that you're allowed to give a Nevela to a Ger Taishav. And as we previously saw, the Brisa brought that we learned out of the Pasuk three different drashas, and Zok Ritva, Ovechi Ha, the Kuli Alma Dashin, and Mikro Umiseris, Kim Le Sasri Adodi, and Veloy Have, Elegilo Milsa Ba'alma, and Ein Rabbeinu Bechaya, and Pashas Veschanon, where he states that when the Pasuk says, Le Sichonim, Milazu Dashura Besenu Alponim Rabim, Miloshin Chain, Miloshin Chania, Miloshin Kinam, Milvad Pshutai Shulah. And he then explains, And the Gemara continues, Mesayel Leil Rav, that this would be raya to the din of Rav. The Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Rav, Asal Adam Shiyem Kamen Nav Yitzchak Chavim Zeh, that it's also for a person to say how beautiful this non-Jewish woman is, and the same would apply if he says how strong this non-Jewish man is, etc. The Gemara continues, Mesbei, and the Gemara will now have a Shaila, and L'chur, this Shaila is on Rav. L'chur, it seems that the Gemara felt that without Rav having taught us this din, then we would have thought that when the Brisa teaches us, that's actually only referring to the Avodah Zarah itself and not to praising a guy. However, Rav just taught us that's referring to praising a guy, and therefore the Gemara is from a Brisa, as the Brisa tells us, there was a story of Shimon Gamliel that was standing on a step on Harabayas, and he saw a beautiful non-Jewish woman, and Omar, and he said the Pasuk and Tehillim, Marav Masach Hashem, Kulum B'chach Masisa, Mala Aretz Kinyanecha, and the Afra B'kiva, and Rabbi Kiva once saw the wife of Tunis Rufus Harasha, and he spit and he laughed and he cried. And the Brisa explains that he spat because she came from a tipis rucha, and he laughed because he saw Baruch HaKadosh that eventually she would become a Gyaris and she would marry Rabbi Akiva, and Bachar the High Shufar Bali Afra, and he cried on the fact that eventually she would die, and such beauty would have to be buried. And the Mefarshim explained that the question is from the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, as Lemaisa he praised this woman, and he stated, "My Rabbi Masach Hashem," and certainly there is no question from Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Akiva did not praise her, and did not make a bracha, and didn't say, "My Rabbi Masach Hashem." And the Gemara answers, "V'Rav," and how will Rav explain what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did? And the Gemara explains, "Aduhut Kamaida," and the Amamar, as we learned in the Brisa, "Haroi Brias Taivais," and some agrees, "V'Lanes Taivais," only then he makes a bracha, "The Baruch Shekacha Baruch Loi Lamai," or as some agrees, "Baruch Shekacha Loi Baruch Lamai," and really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wasn't trying to praise the non-Jewish woman, but Lemaisi had a chiv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating such beautiful creatures, and this bracha even applies to a tree, or even to a behemoth. Therefore, certainly it is a requirement to make this bracha if you see a beautiful person, and as the Taisa states at the bottom of the Amid, "Haroi Brias Tevis Oimer," as Birushalmi Oimer, "Afilu Gomel Na, Sus Na, or Chamar Na, Oimer, Baruch Shekacha Lei Bai Lamai," and Ayindim Iru, who's bothered, the Alcheris, since there's a chiv to make a bracha, so why is it that Rabbi Gamliel just stated, "Marab Masach Hashem," and he should have made this bracha? And the Meiri explains, "Efsha b'ksasin shaleilu li pata b'nusach acha shaloi b'bracha, k'maisha metzina b'rab gulmiyah shabir chal eishas tzun sufis, marab masach Hashem, and v'hi b'rchas haraya b'riyas taivais, al shapata atma b'kach mitzad she'en b'rachas k'fiyas kol kach ayin sham." And we also see from the Meiri that the woman that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw was also eishas tzun sufis harasha. And the Gemara now continues that we see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel looked at this woman and he actually had to intently look at her, as otherwise he would not be able to say Marab Masach Hashem. And similarly, we see that Rabbi Akiva looked at the wife of Tanis Ruf Sarasha, and the Gemara asks, "Lastakuli Mishari," and is it mutter to gaze at a woman? And the Gemara asks a question from a Braisa, as Mesvei, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Kisei states, "Kitzeitse Machana Alei Vecha, Benishmata Mikol Dabura," and the Braisa teaches us, "Shle Stakal Odom Be'ishana Vafilu Pnuya," that one is not allowed to gaze at a beautiful woman, and even if she's a Pnuya. And similarly, Be'ishesish Vafilu Mechares, and one can't look at an Eishesish, and even if she isn't pretty, and even if she's disgusting. And we continue in Daf Chaf and Beis, "V'loi b'bigdei tzelvah shel isha," and a person shouldn't look at colored clothing of a woman, "V'loi b'chamor, v'loi b'chamor, v'loi b'chazir, v'loi b'chazira, v'loi b'oif, v'loi b'oifais, b'zmatch neskakim zelazeh," and a person shouldn't look at a male and female animal when they are having relationships with each other, "V'afilu m'loi y'naim k'mal ha-chamavis," and even if these things are all around him and he can't avoid looking at them, then he should make sure not to stare intently at them. The Braisa used the expression of "afilu m'loi y'naim k'mal ha-chamavis," and even if a person's eyes are full, just like the Malach HaMavis is able to look all over the world and see multiple things at the same time. And the Braisa tells us, "Amru lov Malach HaMavis shekuli m'loi y'naim," that said regarding the Malach HaMavis, that he's full of eyes, as b'shas p'teras shon chayla oimim ma'amrei sheisav, that when a chayla is about to die, then the Malach HaMavis comes to the bedside of the sick person and he hovers above the head of a person, and v'chabish tufa b'yadai, and he has a sword outstretched in his hand, v'tipa shel marit tluyabai, and a drop of poison at the tip of the sword, and kiven shechayla roya yisai mizdazeu peseach piv v'zarkal teich piv, and mimena meis mimena masriach mimena panam marikais, and when the chayla sees the Malach HaMavis, then he gets so scared and he opens up his mouth, and the Malach HaMavis places the poison inside the mouth of the person, and it's because of this poison that the person dies, and it's because of this poison that a person's body rots, and similarly, it's because of this poison that after a person dies, that his face turns a greenish yellow. And when Maisa the Gemara is bothered, that how could it be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva looked at this woman? The Braisa teaches us that the pasuk states, "V'nishmata mikol davra shelo yistakel adam be'ishana v'afilu pnuya and be'ishesish v'afilu mechares." And the Gemara answers, "Karen zavis havoi," that certainly Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did not mean to look at this woman, and the only reason why he actually looked at her is only because he turned a corner at the same time that she was turning a corner, and therefore he couldn't avoid seeing her. And this teretz only seems to answer the question of Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. However, this doesn't seem to be the case by Rabbi Akiva, as it seems that the wife of Tanis Rufus Rasha was actually speaking to Rabbi Akiva. However, Ayin Ran and Mesechta Zadarim and Daphne Normabez, that actually brings down the entire story, and he states, "Shahir Rabbi Akiva, Mekafchoi Bekroi, Meplei Kesa," Rabbi Akiva used to debate the Caesar, and he always used to win, and he was Mekantri Bedvarim, and Pamachas Balabesa is Sarvazov, and one time the Caesar came home and he was very upset and angry, and Amalai Ishtai Mipnei Ma Panecha Zayafim, and Amalai Mipnei Rabbi Akiva Shemekanta Isi B'Chol Yoyim b'dvarim are meloi alekechem shel elu soynizimahu telli rishus va'achshalaisa b'dvar vera and nasan la rishus v'niskash tov hachla itzor b'kiva and kishurah b'kiva isar rak sachaku b'cha and are meloi. So she said to Rabbi Kiva, ma'inon hanach tlas milan, then why did you do these three things? And amalai Rabbi Kiva responded, shnai mefarish shlishi loy mefarish, that two of them I will explain and the third I will not explain. As rakakti al shabas mitipas rucha b'chisei al hay shufer debali ba'ara and v'hu sachak shesofer b'ruach ha'kodesh shesid l'sky v'li nasalai v'li ratzalai dia. And amalai, and she said to him, klumi ish tshuva amalai hain halcha v'niskaria, and that is the reason why she became a geiris and v'nasis loy Rabbi Kiva v'chnis loy mamun harbe. And it seems clear that Rabbi Kiva did not have a choice but to look at her, and we don't have to say that this occurred in the Karen's office. And number two, it's possible that the reason why Rabbi Kiva knew that he would eventually marry her is because he actually looked at her, and we know that a person can't marry someone unless they look at that person. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva realized that by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that he would have to look at this woman, so it must be that eventually he would marry her. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated, v'loiv bigdei tzava shel isha, that one should not look at colored garments of a woman. And Rashi explains at the top of Amid, shezeichas ha'isha k'moishi mulu veshes ben, shemiyafen oiso maharach ra, as this will cause hira, and Amar Abiyuda Mishmuel, afidu shtuchat al gabi kaisel, and even if the woman is not wearing the clothing at that time, and that's spread on a wall, and Amar Papa v'makeh balein, however, Papa explains that this is only referring to someone that knows the owner of these clothing, and this is similar to the member of Mesechtes Megillah, where the Gemara tells us that imu rachav rachav miyad nikri, and the Gemara tells us that's only b'yodov v'makira, and our Gemara tells us, Amarava dekanami diktani v'loi b'bigdi tzav v'shal isha, v'loi tani v'loi b'bigdi tzavayinim shma mina. And Rava says that's mashma from the Braisa, like Rav Papa, and the Braisa tells us that you now look at a beged tzeva of an isha. And if the Braisa is talking about colored clothing of any women, then the Braisa should have stated b'gdi tzavayinim, as stam b'gdi tzavayinim refers to women's clothing, and by the fact that it mentioned the isha, so it must be that speaking about a specific woman that a person knows. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chista, hani milu batiki al b'chadti leslam ba. And Rav Chista explains that we're only talking about clothing which is old, but if it's brand new clothing, then it's not a problem. As the Eloi Temachi, anan manu lashpura hechi avinan hakim istakal, as if this would not be correct, then how is it mutter for us to take new begodim and give it to the cleaners in order to clean the begodim prior to wearing it the first time, if l'maisa they will look at the begodim? And therefore, Rav Chista is mechadish to us, even if you know whose begodim these belong to, it would still be mutter as long as they're brand new begodim and she never wore them. And the only time that would be us to be mistakel in bigdei tzavayinim of a woman is only on colored clothing that are older and that this woman already wore and the person also knows her. And l'chari, we would have to say that Rav Chista's raya is that we know that women themselves take clothing to the launderer, therefore certainly this launderer knows this woman, and therefore it's a valid raya, as l'maisa, if the woman would not take that clothing to the launderer and a man would take it for them, then certainly if the launderer doesn't know this woman, then certainly it wouldn't be usher, and we wouldn't be able to bring a raya from this practice. However, the Gemara now is ul-tameich, that l'chir, based on the fact Rav Chista brings a raya from this story, so it must be that he holds that if it would also be usher to gaze at colored clothing of a woman, and even if they're brand new clothing, then there would be no heta for a professional to actually launder her clothing. And if so, the Gemara is hadam Rabbi Huda min b'mina mutter l'hachim kachol b'shvei feres, that even though our Braisa stated that it's usher to be mistakel b'chamar v'chamira b'chazir v'chazira and b'oifa oifa is b'zmanch d'skakin zelozeh, however Rabbi Huda teaches us that if someone has two animals and he wants to mate them together, that it's mutter for him to even take the male aver and place it into the female, in a similar way that a person takes a makeup applicator and places it into the jar of makeup. And the Gemara is bothered, how come mistakel? Well, the Maisa is certainly gazing intently at both animals while the niskakin zelozeh, and certainly that should be also. And the Gemara states, Ela bavid tarid, and must be that the reason why it's mutter to do so is because he's tarid in his avodah, and this is his job, and therefore he won't have a hira avera. And hachinami bavid tarid, therefore, from the fact that you're allowed to give clothing of a woman to a person to wash their clothing, is not a raya to this din. And certainly, since this is his job and his profession, therefore he's bavid tarid, and therefore, even if he actually knows this woman and it's older clothing, it would be mutter, as it won't cause him to be maharer. Ayin Rashi diu maschel ba'atiki shel lofshasim v'kvar ra'isai muluveshes ben v'chayzev ra'isai nizka bi'afel v'dafka bigdei tzavayin l'fishe ishen nobehem v'leishchichi al And Rashi continues, and Rashi states, and this refers to the vial that has the cosmetics inside. And the reason why it's called a mekachol is because it's used to apply the cosmetics. And Rashi states, and the Gemara continues, that we previously learned in the Braisa that and bishas pitrasi shalchayla oimim al mereshesa v'chab b'shluvu b'yaday v'tipa shal maratluyabay kivin shalchayla ro'yusem mizdazdeo pesech piv v'zorkal tech piv mimena meis mimena masriach mimena panam erikais. And Agamara states mimena meis name of pligid avud Shmuel, and let us say this brisa is cholik on the father Shmuel, dam avud Shmuel, as avud Shmuel told us omli malach hamavis iloy d'chayshin liyikar d'briyasa hav purana b'yis hashchita k'behema, that if not for the fact I'm chayish for covered abriyas, then when I kill them, I would actually slaughter them and I would cut them through their neck and you'd be able to see the actual wound. And lemaisa from Avud Shmuel, it seems that the Malach HaMavis actually kills a person with a sword and not with poison. And the Gemara answers that really even Avud Shmuel agrees that the Malach HaMavis kills a person by using poison. However, Dilma, he tipa mechatlu l'samanim, and that tipa of poison, that would actually burn through the person's mouth and burn through his throat. And that's what the Malach HaMavis meant when he said that he loy de chayashno li yakar de briyasa hab purana beis hashchita kebehema. And the Gemara continues with mena masriach, that's because of this poison that a person eventually smells and he decays. And the Gemara states meseil le rab chinin bakana dam rab chinin bakana amri be rav, that we learned in yeshiva rav that a reitzah shle yasriach mesa yafchano apanav, that if someone wants to make sure that their corpse doesn't decay right after the person dies, they should turn his body over, and this way the poison won't go that far into his body and his body will not decay. And our Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that a pasuk in Pasuk Kiseitze states, Kiseitze machna alevecha v'nishmata mikol davura, and next pasuk says, Kiyi b'cha ish asher lo yiyata mikre layla v'yotza mechutzal machna lo yavi yotecha machna. And the Braisa teaches us that we learn shlo yahara adam b'yoyim v'yavi lo dey tum b'layla, that a person should not be mahara during the day, as that will lead to tumas carry at night. And as Rashi states, v'nishmata mikol davura v'samach le kiyi b'cha ish asher lo yiyata mikre layla v'kam mizayi le lishamish lo yavi lo dey kach. And the Gemara continues with the famous memra of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, which is the basis for Mesilas Yesharim, and there are multiple girsas in our Gemara, and we will read our Gemara based on the girsa found in our Gemara, and we will also explain many of these terms once we finish the Gemara, and we will see Rashi. And the Gemara continues, Mikan Amar Pinchas ben Yair, as Teres Mevil de Zahiris, Zahiris Mevil de Zrizis, Zrizis Mevil de Nikias, Nikias Mevil de Precious, Precious Mevil de Tyra, Tahir Mevil de Chasidis, Chasidis Mevil de Anova, Anova Mevil de Yerschet, Yerschet Mevil de Kedusha, and Kedusha is Mevil de Ruach HaKodesh, and finally Ruach HaKodesh is Mevil de Tchias HaMesim. And the Gemara tells us, V'chasidus G'dayle Mekulon, that Chasidus is the best of these traits and the greatest of these traits. Shenema, and as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Oz Dibata B'chazayin L'chasidecha, that at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a nevuah to his Chasidim. As Rashi states, V'linema L'yarecha V'lanavecha, and since the Pasuk specifically tells us that this nevuah happened to those that are Chasidim, clearly Chasidus is on a higher level than Yiri Hashem and Anovim. However, the Gemara tells us, Pligid Rabbi Shuma Levi, and this Bryce is Chilik on Rabbi Shuma Levi, that Rabbi Shuma Levi, Anova Gedol Mekulon, that Anova is the greatest of these traits. Shenemen is a Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Ruach Hashem Olekim Olai, Yan Moshech Hashem Oisi, Levasa Anovim, Shalachani Lachbay Shalnishbir Lev, Likwe Lishfuyim, Drar, Velasuim, Pekach Koyach. The Pasuk tells us that when Mashiach comes, he will actually go tell the ones that are Anovim, and Chasid Leim Nemar El Anovim, Halamata Shanova Gedol Mekulon, and therefore we see that Anivus is the greatest trait. And Ayin Tezis Dibu Maschach Chasidim Leinema El Anovim, and Tezis bothered Hoksiv Nami Oz Dibate Bechazoyin Chasidecha V'loi Ksiv Lanavecha. And how will Rabbi Shua Ben Levi explain this pasuk? And Tezis answer V'yishleima as Hasam Chasidim Ksiv V'koshkin Anovim, as over there it's telling us even the Chasidim heard this nevuah, and it wasn't only the Anovim. And even though Chasidim are in a low madriga, Avol Inni Besur Sagula Pshita Toyla Isam Bechashuv V'gedel Miesa, but certainly B'negeir Besur that the Gula occurred, that's going to go to the most chasher first, and therefore by the fact that it mentions Anovim and doesn't mention Chasidim, so we see that Anova is greater than Chasidus. Once we finish in until the bottom of Amid, then we will go back and learn Rashi. And our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, "Meichel ham b'mechol b'kaka, avo meichahu mishi kotez." And Rabbi Huda imem meichu al menas lakotz. And our Gemara brings the machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rameya, and it brings a brisa, as Tanra Bada we learned to the brisa, "Meichel an ilan al menas lakotz v'kotez to Rabbi Huda," that Israel has a right to sell a tree to a guy as long as he made a condition that he has to cut down the tree in order to use it for firewood, and then the guy must cut it down, and it's mashma that if he wouldn't cut it down, then we would force the guy to cut it down. And these are the words of Rabbi Huda. However, Rameya states that he only allowed to sell a guy those trees that were already cut down, but if they're still standing, then he's not allowed to sell it to a guy, as potentially the guy will not follow this tnai, and he will let the tree stand, and the yid will be over on leisitlam chaniya ba'atzachem. And the brisa will now continue and bring two similar examples, as the brisa states, shachas al manas ligzayz v'gozaz div Rabbi Huda, Rameya ime imoichlan el gezuza, that this machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Huda also applies b'negei shachas, which is some sort of a growth that grows from the ground. Finally, the brisa teaches us that this machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rameya also applies in the following case, as kama manas ligzayz v'koitza div Rabbi Huda, Rameya ime imoichlan el ketura, that the same machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rameya applies to standing grain. And the Gemara explains v'tzicha, and the brisa had to bring all three cases as the yashminon ilon, as if the brisa would only teach us that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rameya b'negei ilon. So one may have thought that b'hakam Rameya kibnele pasid mashile avol hay was some agers avol kama dechimashile pasid emu meidele Rabbi Huda. That one may have thought that the only time that we stated Rameya's chelik Rabbi Huda, Rameya holds that you only could sell a pre-cut tree and you can't sell a tree al menas that the guy will cut it. That is dafka by a tree, because there's no reason for the guy to rush and cut down the tree. However, b'negei is standing grain, that the guy knows that if he doesn't cut it immediately, the grain will actually spoil and rot. So maybe over there, even Rameya would agree to Rabbi Huda that one could sell grain to a guy, even if it's standing, as long as he made a tnai that the guy has to cut it. Kamash Malan, that even by Kama, Rameya argues on Rabbi Huda. The Gemara continues, v'yashmin and bahani tati, and if the Brisa would have taught us that the machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rameya doesn't only apply to Ilanais, but also applies to Kama, so one may have thought, Mishum de Yadi Shivchayu, that possibly is only in these two cases where Rabbi Huda says that you could sell them while they're still attached to the ground, as long as you make a tnai, and certainly a guy will not wait and will definitely cut it down, as Lemaisa, by keeping them attached to the ground, it won't be nicker that he's going to gain anything. And as Rashi states, Leminka Shavach Bichiburim Mekan Ve'elach, the Kama Pseida has been a gay standing grain, then not only will it not get better, but will actually get worse. Ve'ilan Hinamid Leposid, Miu Leminka Shvacha, and as the Gemara continues, Avashachas the Yadiyah Shevchayil, Eimim Moidle Rameya, but Bedegeya Shachas, where you could tell that it's actually continuously growing and it's getting better, so maybe even Rabbi Huda would agree to Rameya that you can only sell Shachas when it's detached from the ground, and you can't sell attached to the ground, even if you make a Tznai, and Kamash Malon, that the Machlekes Rameya and Rabbi Huda even pertains to Shachas. And finally, V'yashmin and Baha, and if we only bring the Machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Huda, Bedegeya Shachas, so one may have thought, Baha Kam Rameya, that it's only Bedegeya Shachas, where it's Minka Shevchayu, that Rameya stated that you're not allowed to sell it to them unless you cut it off the ground. However, Avu Bahanach, Eim Meidelet Rabbi Huda, but Benegeya Ilanais, or Benegeya Kama, since it's not Minka Shevchayu, so maybe over there Rameya would agree to Rabbi Huda that he could sell it to a guy as long as you make a Tnai, as Lemaisa the guy will definitely cut him down. Therefore, Tzricha, that's why the Brisa had to bring all three cases. And Ayin and Taisus, who's bothered that Lechiri the Gemara did not finish up the question, as certainly we should have been able to just say Shachas as well as Kama, and then we'd be able to learn Ilan from those cases. And as Taisus points out, the Hikshur Abchana Lishmina Shachas the Yediyah Shvacha the Kama the Pseida the Kolshkein Ilan. And why did the Brisa have to bring the third case of Ilan? And Taisus states Benirli the Leizu Afzuk Tani that in the Chanami the Brisa is using the method of Leizu Afzu. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that we previously learned that it's also to sell a Behema Daka or Behema Gasa to a Goy. And the Gemara now is that if Yisrael wants to sell a behemoth to a guy and he makes a tnai that the guy must shecht it, so would he be able to sell this animal to the guy or not? And the Gemara explains that maybe the reason why Rabbi Huda stated that one can sell an elon to a guy as long as he makes a condition that he has to cut it down, that is because the tree is not in the reshus of the guy, and therefore the guy will not leave it in the reshus of Yisrael, and you could rely that the guy will actually cut down the tree. Avo behima, kivin the reshusi da vichovim kaima, Mashile, but maybe even Rabbi Huda would agree that it's also to sell an animal to a guy, even al tnai, as since you're selling the animal to the guy, and the animal is now transferred to the rishus of the guy, then certainly there's a possibility that the guy will not keep to this condition and will not shech the animal, and the animal will stay in his rishus, and then people will see that the Yisrael sold an animal to the guy, and they won't realize that he sold it al tnai. However, the Gemara states, oidum aleishna, or maybe there is no chiluk, and Rabbi Huda would also agree that a Yisrael could sell a guy an animal as long as he makes a tnai that the guy has to shecht it. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, now bring a raya from a braisa that the same machlekes that we saw between Rabbi Huda and Rameya b'negei lanais would apply b'negei behem as well, as the tani is willing to the braisa behem al menas lishchay b'sheichay div Rabbi Huda Rameya oimei imaychun lay el ashchuta na'in rashi dibil maschel delab reshusei kaimei shachas v'ilon v'kama b'kaki solnenu v'loi matzal l'shu'inu l'yisrael ma'akavala avol behema m'chi zavon la ivikichavim b'reshusei kaimei, that once ivikichavim buys this animal, then the animal will be in his reshus. And ayin and bam tesis dibil maschel behema m'nas lishchay ma'u, where tesis bothered tema my boy you might pligu amei of Rabbi Huda b'samach ha'afilu b'stam amin l'el ema l'shchita zavna. Therefore certainly a Jew could sell an animal as b'stamah, it's sold the shchita, and therefore both Ramei and Rabbi Huda would agree that this should be mutah. However, l'pir shashbam d'loy mayer l'el el v'par dafka nicha, according to Rashbam that stated that the only time that we say that stam is l'shchita is by a par, then certainly our Gemara could be speaking about a shar. V'yishleim l'pir shakuntru t'hacham mayer b'agolam v'syachim sh'asalim kolham ayin sham. And let us now go back to the Rashi's relevant to the memory of Pinchas ben Yair, and Rashi states Taira ha'idei sh'isik ba va'oid sh'royo meivin azor shabav v'nishmar. And Rashi explains Zuiz's Zoriz Vinishma Kodim Lchein Shle Tove Avir Liadai, and this is the connection between Rav Pinchas Ben Yara and the previous Gemara, as Kihacha de Eina Mahara Lovel de Toma. And Rashi defines it here as Kisha Avir Baliadai Zoriz Lishame Shle Yikashal, and the key is his Noki Be'en Chait. And Rashi defines Precious Af Midav Hamuta Parish Lahachmel Atzmai, and as the Pasuk states Kadoshim to you, and Tar Tzachim Lubin V'Oduf Menoki. And finally, Rashi states Lede Ruach HaKodesh Lahashish Lov Shchina, and Ayin the Rambam that states Tahir Mevil de Kedusha Tahiris Haguf Mevil de Kedushas Hanefesh Min Adeis Harois Ayin Sham. And we will stop over here.